have been charged with 4 counts each. And the new Omicron variant appears to be driving a dramatic surge in South Africa. New cases have grown now from about 200 a day in mid-November to more than 11,500 coronavirus cases. That happened just today. This is SRN News.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor. Planning a party? Try Sinclair's.
About 15 years ago, we took over the room downstairs from it. And it's a neat private room. It has its own separate entrance, has its own separate restroom. It can be one big room that'll seat up to about 60 people, or it's got a nice divider in it that we can split it up and have about 30, 35 on one side and 15 to 20 on the other side.
The party food options are completely up to you.
It can either be the same menus we serve upstairs, or we can do a special menu.
Book the party room at Sinclair's for your holiday party.
Christmas is obviously great. It's pretty booked. There's still plenty of openings if people are called, but I wouldn't wait too long to call. Call 271-7654 and ask for the manager on duty. Anybody there can help them. We encourage you to call and book it for the holidays.
Get ready to party. Call Sinclair's East at 271-7654. Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
And now... Dad Joke Theater.
I accidentally handed my wife a glue stick instead of her lipstick yesterday.
Oh my, what did she say?
I don't know. She's still not talking to me.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Hey, it's me, the old man, with my son Joey and my old lady, Rosie. Let's start a biker gang.
Right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant that in a colloquial way, not in a legitimate way.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
So I was talking to the gang here. I think I may have had the best Christmas moment I'm certainly going to have this year. I think. I don't know. you never know. You just never rule out possibilities in the future. But certainly a recent memory. And I want to preface this with a quick story. When my daughter's marriage broke up, that was 3 years ago, on Thanksgiving weekend. That was a horrible, horrible time for her. And much like I did with shows like Law and Order, in fact, I remember writing a magazine column wishing the entire cast Merry Christmas. I had that on. It was always on in the house. Even if I wasn't sitting there paying attention, those voices, those people were a presence. Well, she did the same thing with The Office. I had never really watched the show until I went down there 3 years ago after this horrendous emotional earthquake. And, you know, she was watching it. We were at her mom's house, and I didn't really make an immediate connection, but eventually I did. And I love the show as much as she does. So this year, I heard about Cameo.
Yeah.
And you can pay a famous person to do a personalized greeting. Now, one of our favorite characters in The Office is Kevin, played by Brian Baumgartner. So I told her a week ago, I said, I think I'm going to have the coolest Christmas card you're ever going to get, but it'll be a few days. But that's what I like to do. I just like to tease. Then you hope that you live up to the hype. So today I get an email saying your card from Brian Baumgartner is ready. And so I thought I'd play this because you give a limited amount of instruction. These are things, words that she has, like pheasant instead of present and stuff like that. And I wish to God I could play, because I called her and said, can you record yourself watching this when this comes? So she did. I can't put it on social media because she wasn't dressed or anything, but I couldn't wait. So I just want to play this little clip because this was a...
Hello, Janelle. Janelle? What? What is he doing here? Well, listen, Dad reached out to me, and let me be clear, that's your dad. Not my dad. Yeah. And he wanted me to send you this very special message. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. May your heart be gay. From bright. May the snow be white. Shoot, I forgot the words. Anyway, ho, ho, ho. Janelle, Merry Christmas to you. Now, Dad wanted to wrap me up, slap a bow on me, and put me under your tree for Christmas morning. I had to give a polite yet firm no to that. But I hear you have been good. So you're going to get a lot of Christmas pheasants. Get it? Because you work for Zoo Miami pheasants. Shout out to your dog, Bella.
Oh.
But don't have... Bella chase the pheasants. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And I want to wish you a year ahead filled with, well, more animals, filled with love, filled with laughter, of course, but most importantly, filled with chili. Nice.
That's great.
And watching her watch this was the greatest damn thing I have had happen in such a long time.
And he did a great job.
Oh,
he really nailed it.
He did. You know, you only have like a limited number of characters for instruction. And I was just thrilled. I wrote him back and I said, man, welcome to the family. So that was a very Griswoldian moment for me. And she immediately put it on her Facebook page, and watching the reactions there are pretty cool, too.
Awesome, Greg.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I actually wanted to play it on the air because if it wasn't for the great support that we got here, I wouldn't be able to do something like that. So I wanted to include everybody and let you know how much I appreciate it. I've already cried over this whole thing, so I'm not going to lose it here, but you know, it's just the way it is. All right, we have our first call of the afternoon. It's Terry.
Yes, I have a request.
Yes.
You know the Trump
when Trump was coming in office, the little intro that you always play, it's pretty lengthy, but it's really good.
Is that the greatest story ever told?
I think so.
Where he talks the about... One, he lays out
not the one where they didn't think he was going to win now.
No, no.
I want the one where he's telling, you know...
Yeah, that's the greatest story ever
told. I think you know which one I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It'll be a pleasure to do it for you. Thank you. After watching the... This administration is the biggest cluster. Joe Biden should be doing things like that, you know, sending Christmas greetings to people. Something harmless, you know, where you can't destroy the
country. I was saying earlier today that I wish all presidents did was the pomp and circumstance. I think everybody would love them then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all you do is light trees and... You visit the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier,
yeah.
And, you know.
Lay a wreath.
Right, exactly. Like, you do the very symbolic stuff that everybody loves, and then you do nothing on policy. It's like, let's turn Biden into the queen. Hello, I'm the president. Hello.
I wish I could still do that with my voice. I smoked that upper register out of my larynx
about
10 years ago, I think. Yeah.
So you're not going to be the falsetto in my choir?
I can't do that. Speaking of quiet, now, did Biden have a moment today where his voice suddenly got deep?
It was more raspy. And Peter Ducey asked him about it. And he's like, well, it's not COVID. I get tested every day. But I got a grandson who likes to kiss me. And he's been, anyway, like.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. It's just a cold. That's pretty much what he said.
It brought to mind a moment. I will play it a little bit later because we're already a little bit behind the eight ball. Here we got Rich's forecast standing by. It's 3:12. Terry, it is All Request Friday, so yours will be first. Coming up in just a couple of minutes. And a reminder that our show is brought to you on a daily basis with the support of people like Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Should you ever find yourself in a wreck, you know how once you check to make sure everybody's okay, once you've determined that, you know what it's like. There's a little piece of music that... Because you realize, police reports, got to call my insurance agent. Will my rates go up? Yada, yada. But after all of that hassle, you get to pick, because the law gives you that privilege, who's going to fix your car? We hope. We don't want you to be an accident. Neither do Donnie and Brandon Turner. It's not in their DNA. But they happen, and when they do, they would love to have the chance to show you how they can make your car look good as new and maybe better. Time after time, and they leave no stone unturned in the repair process. They are thorough. They are truly among the fussiest people I've ever met when it comes to signing off on a job. It better be as close to perfect as it can get, or it's staying there. They're not even going to call you until they can say that and mean it. So you're in the best possible hands. 27 Rec with a W for MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Rich's forecast right after this, and then we'll start.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our spring-like weather pattern is not over yet, but enjoy it while it's here. We have big changes ahead next week. For tonight, we are dry and not as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow and Sunday, once again, very spring-like with high temperatures in the middle 70s both days. So all the big weekend Christmas events, including tree lightings and parades, should be in pretty good shape. But showers and thunderstorms hold off till Sunday night into the first half of the day Monday, the start of some big changes next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Land Pride, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns
goes to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exists for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation, and this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company, and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. It's the last broadcast of the week, I hope. This talk 93.1 FM WACV, the College Happy Hour, Rosie Brock is riding shotgun. Guess who's here?
Joey,
you're right.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeff Digby.
This one.
So what was the big, you know, you were here for a good chunk of the day. What was the hot topic?
I was just all over the place this morning.
You're starting to learn. You're like me.
Yeah, Jack Campbell was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds good.
You know, I've also invited Jack to drop by here anytime he wants, but
it's too early. I don't know how you do it.
I mean, in the afternoon.
Oh, in the afternoon. Okay.
I see he brought you some gifts, huh?
Oh, no, but then another Jack, Jack Temple, brought by some fruit.
Oh.
Because they're doing that fundraiser for their missionary trips. Over there at Evangel Temple.
Yeah.
Anybody have anything they want to bring me?
You can have some fruit. I can't eat all those oranges.
I'm kidding. I already shared my gift from the listeners. They made that little Christmas greeting possible for Janelle today. And, you know, this year has been weird. I would have never said when I drove down to surprise her for dinner back in March on her birthday that I would not see her again until Christmas time. But we didn't have anybody that could fill in, and on and on and on. It just became like one situation after another. So given that, it just was a moment. I during the break, I played for Rosie and Joey the video Janelle shot of reacting to that clip. That was great.
It was.
And yeah, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh my God. I was Clark Griswolding all over the place. For some reason, I've had a lot of early good reaction to the new Boom magazine column entitled, I Am Clark Griswold.
You really
are. It's a great article.
But the story today, I guess if there's a surprise, I mean, we expect bad news from the government every day now, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
How about that jobs number? Brant was on the show yesterday afternoon, and he said they're expecting a big one tomorrow. And the experts were pegging that number around 550,000 jobs. It came in at 210. Not, that's a miss. That's not just a miss. That's like I was aiming for home plate and threw it into the center field seats kind of miss. The market didn't go berserk over it or anything. It's almost like they kind of expected it. And still, we have tons of people who don't want to work because they're embracing socialism. Why work? I'll take the check and sit around and watch Kevin on The Office all day.
Yeah. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really a fulfilling life, sitting at home on the couch watching TV.
Sure. By the way, a story that I meant to do every day this week. Did you see this about a woman who was caught breastfeeding her cat on a Delta flight?
A cat?
Yeah. I'm not making this up.
Really?
Yeah. It's the same kind of cat Dr. Evil has, right? Yeah, a woman on a Delta Airlines flight reportedly whipped out her breast and started breastfeeding her hairless cat and refused to stop when asked by the crew. So what law does that break, I wonder?
I guess indecent exposure. I think most folks would be fine with normal, like breastfeeding if it was a human child. like infant, I mean.
Yeah, I don't think that's I've never been in a place where that's happened in an obvious way. Usually people
it's usually subtle.
Discreet. Yeah. But of course you have your activists. They want it out. I mean, they want everybody to see.
And for the record, by the way, Mr. Bigglesworth, Dr. Evil's cat, was not always a hairless cat.
Oh.
Before he was cryogenically frozen in the 60s, Mr. Bigglesworth was a long-haired cat. And then when he comes back, he has to really browbeat and throw him into the fires, his psychic Mustafa. Played by Will Ferrell. But Dr. Evil, we couldn't anticipate feline complications in the unfreezing process.
That was Will Ferrell's greatest moment in cinema. Because that
I'm
guy...
very badly burnt.
Yeah, you can't, you know, every time Dr. Evil thinks Will Ferrell's character is dead, I'm still, somebody help me.
The wound is starting to smell like almonds.
And it keeps interrupting Dr. Evil's evil plan making. Yeah, that was Will Ferrell's cinema peak, in my opinion.
Though, I have to give it to him because it was in the news about a month ago. Oh, is he going to do Elf 2? And Will Ferrell turned down Elf 2. And good. And don't ruin that movie. Has become one of those movies people watch every year during Christmas.
Right.
And you're not going to recreate it. It was in a particular time, and I think it works. That movie, James Caan is the dad in that movie. Zooey Deschanel is just adorable. Like, that movie worked, and if they try to do it again, it's not gonna be good at all.
Let me see. They just updated the most popular Christmas movies by state. So let's see where Alabama came in on this thing. And there it is. It's Elf.
It's Elf, yeah.
Same thing in Florida. But that's not a movie that Janelle and I ever really watched together, and I don't think she cares for him too much. How about you, Jay Scott? What do you think? Elf? Alabama's favorite Christmas movie?
I mean, I guess it's fine. Not mine.
We didn't welcome him properly. Jay is dying to get out of here. He's been here since the crack of dawn, and then I just sort of...
I can't leave.
Manipulate. Yeah, it's the Hotel California here.
Yeah, I can't, yeah.
You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. Have we loaded up the sphincter, not the sprinter with all that crap candy we have in the promotion office?
Well, not. It will be very, very soon once it comes back, which is why I haven't left yet.
Oh.
Yeah, it's at a live broadcast going on right now.
Where's that special Eddie Bader treat bag that we're supposed
it's
to get?
It's right over there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we have, for those of you who are going to the Millbrook Parade tomorrow, and once again, the parade's at 2, and the SEC championship game is 3.
So that's going to be a fast parade.
You better believe it. That happened 4 or 5 years ago. We're on the parade route, and... It was the first time I think I drove the Sprinter, and as we're going down the parade route, I'm looking in the side view mirrors and I'm seeing people peeling off, you know, to run home because they didn't want to miss the kickoff. Odd timing, but we love Millbrook and we love the mayor and we love Seth Spotlow, who will join us later today.
So I'm excited to do Prattville's. Prattville, if you have not been downtown Prattville in a while, you should go. Especially during a seasonal thing. They went above and beyond for Halloween. I didn't expect what they did for Halloween. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. And so now they put in an ice skating rink downtown. A little pop-up ice skating rink.
Yeah, it's almost like Prattville and Millbrook and Wetumpka are in a competition to see who can outcool the other.
I haven't seen Prattville go all out like this for what they've been doing. It's you know, lived there my entire life, and they do everything they can to decorate, but I've never seen them do what they've done for Halloween and now for there's a laundry list of things that they have planned week after week after week. So I'm really excited to get down there, see what it looks like.
That is awesome.
Throw candy at people.
Nice. Yeah. Here, have a Tootsie Roll. Just say, run away with it. Blood running up.
That was a good one.
Well, I mean, I owe you that one, Jay, because you taught us the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah, and I fixed your mouse.
And yeah.
I said I fixed it.
Yeah.
I just put in a rotty old mouse instead of that.
But this one isn't wound tight. so that it doesn't double strike things. You're not, lately you've been hearing all kinds of stuff happen when it shouldn't.
Was it all right for you? Was it good?
Yeah, it was in the, you fixed it. Thank all you. Right.
Was it good for you? Good
yeah.
For you?
I hate it when my mouse is wound tight.
Yeah.
You double click. You didn't mean to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's miserable.
Oh, it's happening like. So Jay finally I got up and said, we're going to fix this now today.
Nice. Well, thank you, Jay.
During the course of the show, which is not easy to do. 3:30, Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard. Would love to have you come by if you're ready to. Well, you know, you can Christmas up your house with decorations. And if you go to great lengths to bring that inner glow, that festive holiday look, but the flooring looks like crap. Well, gee whiz, you wasted your time, didn't you? I'm not trying to shame anybody here, but flooring, you almost don't even notice it when you're walking around your house. But when you have new flooring, it is striking what a difference it can make. And I've done it with tile with Georgia Floors Direct, with a dark hardwood laminate, and it just looks fantastic. Plus, they do all their own installation, and they have real talented people doing those. Price, everything in that big warehouse on the Boulevard is a true wholesale price. So they'll save you time, and they'll save you money. See Jeff Balanson and his merry band of floriers, because I'll bet they can get you a room done or whatever it is you're looking to accomplish with them. They also do some amazing design work, too, like backsplashes and all kinds of stuff. Get there soon at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, the flooring destination since 1969. 3:32.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All of our earlier accidents have been cleared with the exception of a new one on I-85 southbound. They just keep getting hits this morning. This one is right before Taylor Road. It's in the left lane. They're calling it a major accident. You'll need to be in the right lane to get past this accident. And traffic is backed up, moving slowly all the way to Mount Meigs. Might want to take an alternate route and jump off at Atlanta Highway or Chantilly Boulevard if you're coming into Montgomery. Might be a quicker travel way than waiting this one out. Light to moderate traffic everywhere else around the city at the moment. Buckle up and keep it here. We'll keep you updated. You can become an AWS certified IT professional at Trenum State. A special meeting will be held this Monday, December 6th at the lab on Dexter Avenue. Your skills are needed. For more information, call 420-4291. That's 420-4291 for Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 or visit MrHandyman.com for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update fixtures, replace doors, paint cabinets, install tile, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, pressure wash, clean gutters, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call Mr. Handyman at 219-8599.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Something else, huh, Russ?
Yeah, Dad.
Isn't it beaut, Audrey?
She'll see it later, honey. Her eyes are frozen.
Most enduring traditions of the season are best enjoyed in the warm embrace of kith and kin. The three are the thimble of the spirit of the Griswold family Christmas.
Got a symbol.
Did you bring a saw?
And when I heard that, I realized, boy, that sound that describes somebody I know.
Bite me!
So, what time is the Prattville Parade start?
The parade starts at 7, downtown Prattville. It goes through, starts, I want to say, around the courthouse, goes through downtown, which, again, that whole Main Street downtown thing is all nice and transformed. And then we end, I think, at the stadium. Over there, the usual parade route for anybody else who's been in Prattville, same parade route. So
they have moved yours back to a later time because one reason I could never do it before was it was at 5 o'clock, I think.
Really?
Or even earlier.
The lineup. You're right. The lineup is 5:30. I have to be there at 5:30 to line up. So, yeah, that kind of puts you out on that one. But I'm happy to do it. It's Prattville.
I have a special message for our Prattville folks who are going to be at the parade. As our big blue Sprinter from Jack Ingram, Mercedes-Benz, goes by, and you see Jay, remember to start chanting, All Hail Jay.
Yes. Yeah.
All Hail Jay.
I'm going to need that, or you will not get any candy thrown.
Here's the cadence.
All Hail Jay! All Hail Jay! All Hail Jay!
And a little of that would be nice, too. Make him feel like a rock star, folks. All Hail Jay.
You might even get the queen wave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This.
No, not for me, you won't.
Every year, it's something different about, during the Obama years, especially in Millbrook for some reason, you go down the street and from the, hey, Greg, millionaires, pay your fair share. So funny, but we did 4th of July in Prattville, Rich and I did, and they were shouting out adorable and all kinds of other stuff. It's great because you realize, wow, they do listen. They just don't like us enough to call.
I'll be lucky if I get somebody to call me Joey. So,
come on.
Hey, Joey. That's Jay, but okay.
That was something early on. That's not a problem now.
I still get phone calls.
Do you? Well.
Hey, Joey. And a lot of times I won't correct. I'll just be like, what's your name? Okay, thanks. It's no point. No point.
Well, have a great time there tonight. I know you're going to represent us.
I got to, because I got to decide if I'm going to bring the Sprinter van back tonight or if I'm going to do it tomorrow. But I got to do it before you guys head to Millbrook.
Yeah.
What time do you guys have to line up?
Well, we'll be up there around 1, but we want to go to the smokehouse.
Okay.
Whatever that restaurant is with the barbecue place.
Yeah, so what's are you going to leave here around what, noon?
I think 12:30.
12:30? Okay.
So, and you know, one of the fun things about the parade every year is the surprise. Because I never know where they're going to put us.
Yeah.
And that year I was talking about where Alabama was playing in the title game at 3 and the parade was at 2. we were at the almost at the end of the line, that's why I was seeing people as, all right, that's it, I'm out of here.
We're not waiting for these stragglers at the end.
Right. Soldier Boy is on the line. Soldier Boy, what's up?
Hey, the unofficial news, the biggest hypocrite, the biggest racist, has got COVID? LeBron James.
Oh, yeah. No, I just saw a thing that he will be eligible to play again because it's come and gone. But, yeah, he was part of the fear-mongering with it. Isn't that interesting? Fully vaccinated, but still got it.
Well, he had his shot, so that tells me one or two things. Either he took a saline placebo, or B, the shot that he took didn't do any good, and he still caught it. What a hypocrite.
Yeah.
But they won't officially say it. They're saying he's out due to protocols, COVID protocols, but we don't know if he's got. In other words, he might be connected to somebody in the past, but we know he's got it. Because come clean, dude.
Yeah, well.
Hypocrite.
Hypocrite. He's worse than that. Worse than that. And I'm tired. Every week, there's another story about him reacting and showing his anger over something, yet the people that make that call map have the audacity to make him their spokesperson. What are they, nuts? First of all, this guy... never mind. Anything we can play for you today?
Oh, I like that. Was it that one with the medical one, the Peroni, was it? Peroni?
Oh, I may have recorded over that.
Oh! How could you? That's a great one, Greg.
Yeah, apparently, I can find it. I can
come up with the source. Okay, find it for me. Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome. And it's time for local news at 3:41.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. From West Alabama in Wilcox County, more details in the shooting that left a longtime sheriff's deputy dead. Police say 78-year-old Madison Nicholson, better known as Skip, was pronounced dead on Wednesday after he and another deputy were shot while responding to a call in the town of Yellow Bluff. The suspect in that shooting, 52-year-old Billy Bizzle, died of a self-inflicted gunshot. In Washington, Congress has avoided a government shutdown. The U.S. Senate passed a stopgap spending bill that avoids a short-term government shutdown and funds the federal government through February 18th. And the Pike Road Patriots are state champions. The Patriots dominated Pleasant Grove on Wednesday on their way to an undefeated championship season. And officials with Montgomery Whitewater say construction of the park is on schedule, and they expect the park to be completed by Memorial Day of 2023. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
That's going to be an interesting topic of conversation next year, next summer, and how that that park plays out with the community. Here is Dana. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Greg, Jay, and Rosie.
Jay split on us, but I can't blame him. He's been here 9.5 hours today. So
I always thought you were the hardest working man, and then they started naming off everything Jay does, and I'm like, is he trying to be Greg?
You know, actually, in a way, Jay is the heart of this entire operation. Sometimes if you listen in the morning, you'll notice he has to leave the room because something's wrong with one of our other stations, and he fixes it. I don't know what they would do without Jay here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, he's very
important. I wanted to call and tell you how much I enjoyed Wednesday night at Baumhauer's.
Oh, cool.
And thank y'all.
It's our pleasure.
Really enjoyed it.
Is there a request we can play for you today?
Yeah, I had it in my mind, and of course it's gone out of my mind. It's Friday afternoon.
If you think of it, call back. Rosie will be here. Just give it to her, and we'll put it on.
Okay, will do.
Thanks. All right. By the way, I had a request for the theme from Christmas Vacation, and I'm going to play it at 4 o'clock out of SRN News. Why not? Ken.
Did you say me, Tim?
Yes.
Yes, Ken.
Oh, Ken. Tim.
It's Tim.
Oh, Tim.
Kim. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, I was just wondering, did you guys happen to see Kyle Rittenhouse being interviewed by Charlie Kirk and blasting Lynn Wood as a hack?
No. In fact, I didn't get to see it. I had the link. I didn't get to see him interviewed by Tucker Carlson either.
Yeah, well, Lynn Wood, right after I saw that, I saw another headline where Lynn Wood is trying to link Tucker Carlson to Hunter Biden as being like buddy buddies and stuff.
Oh, brother.
But watching that interview with Rittenhouse and his experience with Lynn Wood, that guy, I have to believe, is probably a hack.
Well, Lynn Wood was somebody who misled us terribly during the days following the election.
Right.
You know, oversold what he thought he was going to be able to accomplish and then left us disappointed. So I've lost my respect for him, as have many other people.
Yeah, I was just curious if you had seen it. No. But can I make a request?
Yes.
My favorite, Mitch Hedberg, any of them.
Okay. We'll get one of them on for you soon. Thanks for the call. At 3:45.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Sometimes I make some money doing comedy. I made $3,000 opening for the Neville Brothers, and they paid me in cash, so I had $3,000 in my front pocket. And that was a bad situation, because then I started to buy ridiculous shit. Like, I bought a snake bite emergency repair kit. that I said to my friends, don't even worry about snakes anymore. And then my friend stepped on a worm. I said, lay down. Snake bite emergency repair kit is a body bag. I was walking down the street with my friend and he said, I hear music. As though there's any other way you can take it in. You're not special. That's how I receive it too. I tried to taste it, but it did not work. You know they call corn on the cob, corn on the cob, right? But that's how it comes out of the ground, man. They should call that corn. They should call every other version corn off the cob. It's not like if you cut off my arm, you would call my arm Mitch. But then reattach it and call it Mitch altogether.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our spring-like weather pattern is not over yet, but enjoy it while it's here. We have big changes ahead next week. For tonight, we are dry and not as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow and Sunday, once again, very spring-like with high temperatures in the middle 70s both days. So all the big weekend Christmas events, including tree lightings and parades, should be in pretty good shape. But showers and thunderstorms hold off till Sunday night into the first half of the day Monday, the start of some big changes next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Eating the last slice of pumpkin pie? Power move. Buying your own gifts? Power move. Switching to crazy fast gig speed internet from WOW? Power move. Get the speed you need with gig speed internet for just $64.99 a month. Plus, get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today. After the promotional period, HBO Max will auto-renew at then-prevailing rate. Limited to new customers with auto-pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When I look back on all the shots I took for COVID, I can't believe I have to take another one. 'Cause of a brand new strain that's coming in from Africa. I thought in 2022 all this crap would be done. Omicron, you give us one more reason to worry. I hope you're gone in a hurry. I don't wanna Zoom with my folks on Christmas Day. No, no. I was getting real used to going masked, spending time with my friends, getting back in the action. Omicron, don't you take another year away.
Request Friday. the Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We expect to be joined by Eddie Bader and Seth Spotlow a bit later. Right now, it's me and Rosie. And it's all by request, meaning, you know, your favorite bits and stuff. And somebody's asked to hear Christmas Vacation. Yeah. And I'm going to play it. I usually don't play entire songs, but it's only 3 minutes. In fact, one reason why I want to do it, and I want to thank everybody who's taken a moment to send me a nice note about my Boom magazine column this month. It's called I Am Clark Griswold. And in the column, I make the point that the theme from Christmas Vacation should be blasting out of every radio station that plays holiday music. Here to agree with me on everything I just said is, once again, Jay Scott.
You are correct.
Yes.
That's the way I like it. Hey, apparently, you know, in addition to the weirdness, the oddness with Biden today, I've been seeing this. I haven't heard this. I'm anxious to. Pelosi had a massive brain fart in public. We're not talking a couple of moments of dead air. Like, was it 34, 54 seconds of hang time?
Good Lord.
May I share this with everybody?
House, it's the McGovern bill. It's a stronger bill. It's a bill that we could have freestanding, or a bill that is in the Eagle Act that is part of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Mr. Kendrick Meeks, no, Gregory Meeks, Bill, Kendrick. We're all very sad about losing Carrie Meek this week. So I referenced her son, but the chairman. Meeks bill and the House, so we will have that. But you see, in a defense in a bill, whether it's in the whatever that thing's called that they have in the Senate,
you know,
or in a DOD bill, the Senate does not have the right to have a revenue or an appropriations matter. House, it's the McGovern.
Okay, I thought there was like dead air. That was just her babbling away.
Still, I mean, can't they go out with a speech? Can't they go out with something? At least go off script if you want to, but have a script so you can get back on topic in case this happens.
You may not know this, but Nancy Pelosi has been in the House for a long time. So that she struggles to remember anybody in a key position is kind of... But then again, I understand what it's like to be around her. You know... It all sounds the same after a while, doesn't it?
You're going to be...
rotting in hell.
No, just saying, if it ever... I don't want to... God rest her soul.
Yeah.
If that ever happened, you're going to be haunted for the rest of your day.
Yeah, I think I've earned
You'll wake up in the middle of the night and you'll hear. You'll hear somewhere in the house.
I think I've earned some level of redemption, don't you?
No.
Sorry. We are already close to 4 o'clock. Again, the Prattville Parade is tonight. Jay Scott will be driving. Boy, this is a weird story today. You know, I wanted to charge Ethan Crumbly's parents, and they were supposed to surrender to authorities and never showed. So now there's a manhunt on.
Oh,
yeah.
They're pulling a Brian, or yep. What was his yep. name? Brian, I've already forgotten the guy's name.
The guy that vanished and died?
Yes.
Wow. Look how fast the news travels, man. I've already forgotten that guy's name. I don't remember her name either.
I think we've reached the point where we're at overload. You know, there's just so much and so many big things on a daily basis. We only have capacity to store so much of that information.
I've completely forgotten the names. That's horrible of me.
Brian was the guy's name.
I can get Brian... And I'm sure when she comes up with the last name, or if she was looking,
if I had a prize, I would make it into a contest. What's the name of the dead guy? 272-9228. Too late for this week.
Gabby. Gabby was her name.
Yes. Yeah.
Gabby Petillo.
There you
and
Laundrie.
And Brian Laundrie. Yes.
Yeah.
God. Wow. That was not very long ago.
Yeah, but look at how much has filled the news cycle
right?
since then.
Wow.
And
yeah,
continues.
That's true.
Every day there's a new crisis.
How long before I forget Crumbly's name?
Well.
Not likely. Crumbly?
You know, I don't know.
Come back and visit with us.
I forgot Laundrie.
a week from today. You know, I come from Chicago where we had all these different ethnic enclave neighborhoods. Greek, Irish, Polish, Lithuanian.
A melting pot.
It was.
Really was.
But people kind of, you know, at least in my growing up years in Chicago, they tended to stay kind of within, you know, their neighborhood. Back in the 20s and 30s, if you were Irish and you walked into a Polish neighborhood, somebody would kick your butt.
Yeah, it was always bad. You had to know your areas.
You really did. So, I mean, you know, when you grow up in an ethnic city like that, you tend to know. The whole question is, what's your nationality? Well, I'm an American. No, where do your people come from? Where, you know, that was the big thing. And when I heard the name Laundry, I thought, what ethnicity is that name? I've only seen it on boxes of Tide.
No clue.
It's a new experience for me. It's 3:55.
I've only seen it on boxes of Tide.
Okay. And those places that have those giant washing machines that we wish we all could have in our houses. And those huge dryers so we could do like one load of laundry a week and one dryer a week and that's it. But it just doesn't work that way. Sometimes, and at this time of the year, the impact's even greater because you're trying to enjoy the holiday season. And then somebody knocks on your door and hands you papers. Those papers could mean divorce. Those papers could mean somebody's attempting to change an agreement that's already in place, even custody. At that moment, make the right choice. First of all, turn it over. Don't try to manage it yourself. And I'm speaking from my own experience when I recommend you call Dana Dulk and Jacqueline Tomlinson and depend on their legal expertise and their passion. Yeah, it's because you need to know when you're going through a life crisis, the team that's representing you understands what this means to you and gives you that level of support and representation. If you read the testimonials at divorceformenalabama.com, and they do represent women, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, the difference they made for people, not just in terms of an outcome, but along the way, knowing I've got the best there is on my team right now. 819-4810 is the number to call. They also handle matters of family law, wills, and so forth. So reach out and let the experts go to work for you at Dulk & Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Traffic. Hi there.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Let's start up in Wetumpka. We've got an accident this afternoon at Highway 14 at West Bridge Street. That's where Highway 14 makes the right out of Wetumpka, right at the Marathon Station, just past the Central Alabama Electric Co-op. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding. In Montgomery, we're busy all around the boulevard. Taylor Road at I-85, East Boulevard at I-85, and we do have that accident at East South Boulevard in Narrow Lane. It's a minor one. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. If you want to sell your vehicle, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will give you a price on the spot. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter on East Boulevard for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at Facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
Hello, this is Congressman Barry Moore. Do you need help with the VA, IRS, Social Security Administration, or any other federal agency? My staff and I would love to help you. We can also help with federal grant applications, assist students seeking Service Academy nominations, and provide internships for college students. Please visit my website, barrymore.house.gov, or call my office at 334-478-6330.
This ad is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Hey y'all, this is Becca from the Fantail. I want to invite you and your families out to eat with us. For those of you that don't know, we are no longer a buffet.